Good morning, brothers and sisters. We are gathered here once again on these campgrounds to be able to study the Word of God. Here in this quiet place, we are allowed to study the Word of God without distractions from the outside world. This is our opportunity to refresh ourselves and put us on the right track. This morning, we read Daniel chapter 1. I'd like to start off with a bit of history of the kingdom of Judah and Israel leading up to the story of Daniel. In 2 Chronicles 36, verses 5, it reads, Jehoiakim was 20 and 5 years old when he began to reign, and he reigned 11 years in Jerusalem, and he did that which was evil in the sight of the Lord, his God. Jeremiah 27, verses 1 through 11. In the beginning of his reign of Jehoiakim, the son of Josiah, king of Judah, came this word unto Jeremiah from the Lord, saying, Thus saith the Lord to me, Make thee bonds and yokes, and put them upon thy neck, and send them to the king of Edom, and to the king of Moab, and to the king of the Amorites, and to the king of Tyrus, and to the king of Zidon, by the hand of messengers which come to Jerusalem, unto Zedekiah, king of Judah, and command them to say unto their masters, Thus saith the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, Thus shall ye say unto your masters, I have made the earth, the man, and the beast that are upon the ground, by my great power and outstretched arm, and have given it unto whom it seemed me unto me. And now have I given all these lands into the hand of Nebuchadnezzar, the king of Babylon. My servant and my beast of the fields have I given him also to serve him. And all nations shall serve him and his sons and his sons' sons until the very time his land come. And then many nations and great kings shall serve themselves of him. And it shall come to pass that the nation and the kingdom which will not serve him will not serve the same Nebuchadnezzar, the king of Babylon, and that will not put their neck under the yoke of the king of Babylon, that nation I will punish, saith the Lord, with the sword and with famine and with pestilence, until I have consumed them by my hand. Therefore, hearken not to your prophets, nor your diviners, nor to your dreamers, nor to your enchanters, nor to your sorcerers, which speak unto you, saying, You shall not serve the king of Babylon, for they prophesy a lie to remove you far from your land, and that I should drive you out, and you shall perish. But the nations that bring their neck under the yoke of the king of Babylon and serve him, those will I let remain still in their own land, saith the Lord, and they shall till it and dwell therein. You might ask, why did the Lord do this? In 2 Kings 17, 5 through 18, we read, Then the king of Assyria came up throughout all the land, and went up to Assyria and besieged it 3 years. In the ninth year of Hoshea, the king of Assyria took Samaria and carried Israel away into Assyria and placed them in Halah and in the harbor by the river of Gazan in the cities of the Medes. For so it was that the children of Israel had sinned against the Lord their God, which had brought them up out of the land of Egypt from under the hand of Pharaoh, king of Egypt, and had feared other gods, and walked in the statutes of the heathen, whom the Lord cast from before the children of Israel. And the kings of Israel, which they had made, and the children of Israel did secretly those things that were not right against the Lord their God. And they built them high places in all their cities, from the tower of the watchmen to the fenced cities. And they set them up images and groves in every high hill and under every green tree. And there they burnt incense in all the high places, and did the heathen whom the Lord carried away before them, and wrought wicked things to provoke the Lord to anger. For they served idols whereof the Lord had said unto them, ye shall not do this thing. Yet the Lord testified against Israel and against Judah by all the prophets and by all the seers, saying, turn ye from your evil ways, and keep my commandments and statutes, according to all the law which I have commanded your fathers, which I sent to you by my servants the prophet. Notwithstanding, they would not hear, but hardened their necks like to the neck of their fathers, and did not believe in the Lord their God. And they rejected his statutes and his covenant that he made with their fathers, and his testimonies which he testified against them, and they followed vanity and became vain, and went after the heathen that were round about them, concerning whom the Lord charged them, and they should not do like them. And they left all the commandments of the Lord their God, and made the molten images, even to calves, and made a grove, and worshipped all the host of heaven, and served Baal, as they caused their sons and daughters to pass through the fire, and used divination and enchantments, and sold themselves to do evil in the sight of the Lord, to provoke him to anger. Therefore the Lord was very angry with Israel, and removed them out of his sight. Therefore there was none left but the tribe of Judah only. In the first two verses of Daniel we read, in the third year of reign of Jehoiakim, king of Judah came Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, unto Jerusalem, and besieged it. And the Lord gave Jehoiakim, king of Judah, into his hand, with part of the vessels of the house of God, which he carried into the land of Shinar to the house of his God, and he brought the vessels into the treasurer's house of his God. Now Nebuchadnezzar besieged Judah and took all his possessions. Nebuchadnezzar instructed Ashpenaz, master of the eunuchs, that he should bring certain of the children of Israel, children in whom was no blemish, but well favored and skillful in wisdom and cunning and knowledge. And the king appointed them daily provisions of the king's meat and of wine, which he drank, so nourished them 3 years. The four of the children of Judah were Daniel, Hananiah, Mishael, Azariah. Daniel's name was changed to Belteshazzar, Hananiah to Shadrach, Mishael to Meshach, Azariah to Abednego, by the prince of the eunuchs. It appears these men were eunuchs also, as specified by Isaiah in 2 Kings verses 13 through 18. And Hezekiah hearkened unto them, and showed them all the house of his precious things, the silver and the gold and the spices and the precious ointment, and all the house of his armor, and all that was found in his treasure. There was nothing in his house, nor in all his dominion, that Hezekiah showed them not. Then came Isaiah the prophet unto the king Hezekiah, and said unto him, What said these men? And from whence came they unto thee? And Hezekiah said, These are come from a far country, even from Babylon. And he said, What have they seen in thy house? And Hezekiah answered, All the things that are in mine house have they seen. There is nothing among my treasures that I have not shown them. And Isaiah said unto Hezekiah, Hear the word of the Lord. Behold, the days come that all that is in thine house, and that which thy fathers have laid up in store unto this day, shall be carried into Babylon. Nothing shall be left, saith the Lord. And of the sons that shall issue from thee, thou shalt beget, shall they take away, and they shall be eunuchs in the palace of the kings of Babylon. What kind of man was Daniel? Daniel was a man that could not defile himself by eating the king's meat or wine. He requested to eat pulse and water from the prince of the eunuchs, which God had brought Daniel into favor and tender love. The prince was afraid for his life, but Daniel convinced him to give him pulse. And after pulse and water, and after 10 days, Melzar took away all the king's meat. God gave him understanding and knowledge and skill in all learning, and understanding in all visions and dreams. In closing, I'd like to read the last four verses of Daniel 18-21. Now at the end of the days that the king said he should bring them in, then the prince of the eunuchs brought them in before Nebuchadnezzar, and the king communed with them. And among them all was found none like Daniel, Hananiah, Mishael, Azariah. Therefore stood they before the king, and in all matters of wisdom and understanding that the king inquired of them, he found them 10 times better than all the magicians and astrologers that were in all of his realm. And Daniel continued even unto the first year of his king of Syria.